researcher is trying to figure out why...
Blog Talk Radio.
Stephen Austin said at first he assumed it was due to illness. After further looking into it, he's finding women have a better survival advantage overall. Austin is working with other researchers trying to figure out how aging is different between the sexes. The research shows men in their senior years are less disabled than females who are the same age. Hershey's has unveiled what could become a new favorite dessert for Thanksgiving, and it's already sold out. The company's giant 9-inch Reese's Thanksgiving pie is the largest Reese's peanut butter cup ever. It contains over 3 pounds of peanut butter and chocolate. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is the library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
It really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty. And let's go ahead and take a look now for Alternative Talk's weather outlook for Tuesday. Well, we'll take a break from all that rain and wind. We'll see mostly sunny skies later on today. After the morning showers burn off, high temperatures on 48, 49 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear skies, low temperatures dropping down to a crisp 35. For Wednesday, partly sunny skies, highs of around 47, 48. With clouds and a slight chance of rain moving in for Wednesday night. Low temperatures down to about 39. For Thursday and for Friday, more clouds and unfortunately a little bit of showers mixed in. High temperatures around 47.
Hi there, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and this Saturday, November 20th, we are lucky enough to have our favorite pet psychic, Wanda Buckner. In these days, with all the interest in all sorts of animals, there's always new things to become aware of when you're taking on a new pet. We will be opening the phone lines, too, for those of you who have pet questions. So don't forget, the Jupiter Rising Show right here on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KKNW Alternative Talk 1150.
It's time that you are heard, and I don't mean in just a conversation. I mean really heard. Imagine hosting your very own radio program on Alternative Talk 1150. Talk about being heard. Call 425-653-1150 right now to learn how affordable it can be to host your own radio show. Time slots are going fast, so take hold of this chance by dialing 425-653-1150. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Law of Attraction, Traction, Quantum Consciousness, Connection, and Creation with my mom, holistic psychotherapist, Corinne Barefoot. Corinne has worked in private practice for over 20 years and has witnessed miraculous recoveries, treating those who've experienced trauma. Trauma stored in the body can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. When unconscious programs and traumas are accessed and released, negative core beliefs and maladaptive behaviors can be permanently reprogrammed. Dive deeper into the Law of Attraction and go beyond whatever is blocking you from attracting the life you want with Corinne Barefoot. The Law of Attraction starts right now.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Law of Attraction Traction. That is the show with Corinne today, and I get to take this journey with her each and every time we do this show. And what I love about this is that when we get together, and you've just heard a little bit about Corinne's work and what she does in the world, this is about quantum consciousness. This is about connection. This is about creation. But one of the things that you'll hear today is, what is it that has some people get in their zone and they keep moving forward? They like don't miss a beat. They make that field goal that wins the game instead of doesn't win the game. What is that all about? What is the energy of that? And on our way to do this, what is it we need to now know today about the Law of Attraction? It is still in play. It is still available. So So what is up with us not using it? And that's what today's show is about. Kareen, I am so excited to be talking about the law of attraction, traction, because this is the part, after the vision board's done, and mine has lights on it, after the vision board's done, and you kind of move forward, there's some people that know how to build momentum and others that don't. But let's talk for a minute about your effort and work to remind us what the law of attraction is and what it does.
Great. Yeah, I'm so excited to be here, Dr. Pat. So thank you for hosting me. Actually, I was driving to work today thinking I get to spend a whole hour talking to you about quantum physics and the law of attraction and spirituality, and I can't imagine a better way to spend the afternoon. So I'm so happy to be with you.
So, you know, one of the things that I want to, like, start with is almost like a refresher on what the law of attraction is. I know for myself, I've got to get a refresher every day. I've got to have a reminder of what it is because it is such an impersonal law. Give us a refresher about what we know about the law of attraction and what you bring forward, in the work you do and the clients you work with. Give us an update,
sure,
up close and personal with the law of attraction.
Would love to. Love it. The idea of the law of attraction, it's not something new. It's been around for a long time. And actually, I think more and more it's become mainstream. So, you know, there are people like Esther Hicks, who channeled Abraham, and Jim Carrey, and Oprah, and, you know, a lot of people now understanding more and more this concept that our thoughts create our reality, that what we focus on, what we visualize, what we are holding an energetic space for, we tend to attract into our lives. So in a nutshell, the idea of the law of attraction is that our thoughts send out an electric impulse, and our feelings create a magnetic impulse, and together when you combine those, we're basically electromagnetic beings. So as electromagnetic beings, we are continuously attracting to us experiences, events, situations, and people that resonate with who we are and the thoughts and the feelings that we're sending out that are a vibrational match.
You know, and one of the things I love about the law of attraction, especially, you know, the experience about it, is that I find when I am full gear and really feeling it, it is so, I love the way it's Catherine Ponder talked about it many years ago. Many people don't even know who Catherine Ponder is.
Yes, I love Catherine Ponder.
I know, right?
Yes.
And I remember when I was given one of her first books, Dynamic Laws of Prosperity, and I thought to myself, this is the hokiest thing I've ever read.
I know, right?
Me too. Right?
When you first start hearing about it, it does get out there.
Right. And she tells these stories, right? And the stories she tells are in such straightforward layperson terms. But one of the things I love about, you know, this and what you're doing is that we have so much power in what we fuel that electric charge with. Tell us about that, because I can bring the most amazing things right to my doorstep, and I can also bring some of the not-so-amazing things to my doorstep.
Absolutely, yeah. So actually, you know, the way that I even got the idea to do this show on the law of attraction came from my own personal experiences for myself and also the work that I've done, you know, with my clients in private practice, because I've been a therapist for about 20 years. And so I can back up just a little bit. I started studying these principles probably like when I was a teenager in my early 20s. And as a lot of therapists do, I came from a background of trauma, which is probably what led me to want to go into this field. And because of the history that I had, especially as a teenager in my 20s, had a lot of experiences with depression and anxiety. And I was very motivated to want to do my own healing work and went to a lot of different therapists who mainly did the talk therapy. And it's not that I want to, you know, knock talk therapy. There's a lot of benefit to it. But what I would find is that even the ones who were more on the holistic path, who would be supportive or suggest like positive affirmations. You know, so one of the things is that goes along with trauma is I had a lot of perfectionism, self-criticism, didn't like myself. I had one therapist who recommended to say the affirmation, I like myself, I like myself, I like, 100 times a day. And I was motivated. And I did that over and over and over. And it made me feel better in the moment. But what I found long term is that it didn't create a deep internal personal shift that was permanent.
Yeah.
So it was from my own experience with that, and as I started working with clients, that I realized, you know, there's something more going on than just doing the positive self-talk. Yeah. And so that kind of led me on a journey of trying to figure out, all right, so what is it? What is it that causes us to not be able to manifest what we say we want? What is it that causes us to sabotage what we're looking for in our lives? And the answers to that are a lot deeper, but that's what I'm so excited to talk to you about today.
I could sit here and listen to you like for hours.
I know.
I had a moment where I just forgot I was like on the show.
Yeah.
Like I thought I was listening to, you know, an audio course.
You were so fun.
I was so drawn to what you were saying because, you know, this is definite. You know, whenever that experience happens to me where I'm so in the moment of listening to someone, that is, it is so clear to me that this is beyond a passion for you. This is something you work with clients on to help them.
Yeah.
And you're right about it. I mean, once upon a time, we thought it was just a thought.
Yes.
Kidding. Jokingly about, you know, the what, dynamic law of attraction, dynamic laws of prosperity. I ended up teaching the entire series of Catherine Ponder's books because there's a moment in your life when you realize nothing is working.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking for myself. I don't know if you had that experience, Corinne. Maybe not.
I think I'm sure probably everybody listening has. But yes, I have many, many times.
Yeah. And I think when you get to that point, and somebody hands you either a book or, you know, puts someone like you in front of us, right?
Mm.
There's this moment where something touches to that spark. And, you know, today in the show, we're going to talk about the fact that there's an emotional intensity that elevates a bright vibration so powerfully, especially across digital realms, right?
Yes.
That this spark, this emotional spark, that can fuel so much in becoming a magnet. And isn't that what the law of attraction does? Traction is about is to make sure we are magnetized as we go through life.
Yes, it absolutely is. You nailed it. And the more clear the signal is that we're sending out. So in other words, when you talk about being magnetized, the more we can be in a state of experiencing from our heart that whatever it is that we're trying to manifest has already occurred and feel an elevated sense of emotion and gratitude about it, boom, the quicker it comes. So, it's as real of a principle as gravity. I mean, it's an absolute law. It works. The part that it took me a long time to understand is why sometimes I couldn't manifest what I was trying to manifest.
Mm-hmm. You know, part of what the conversation is about is we're going to talk about this today, and we're going to talk about why does it work for some people, why doesn't it, why do dreams live, why do dreams die? But the message that you're bringing forward is a message beyond possibility and inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you from my perspective, I can point to the most ridiculous on paper affirmation I have made. I have so many of them that on paper, they're absurd. They are really absurd. Convince me, when I was 21 or something like that, when I looked at Linda and said, I am going to get a PhD.
Yeah.
You couldn't convince me. There wouldn't be. And Linda says, of course you will. And I said, now, what exactly is that? See, it didn't matter to me that I didn't know what that was. I just knew that all the people I deliver mail to in the phone company, at the end of their name, they had PhDs.
Yeah.
They taught me how to play table tennis. They taught me how to juggle. They taught me about how sound and frogs work. I was in my happy space delivering mail. I was the longest person in the mailroom in the history of Bell Labs because I didn't want to go to a job. But isn't that what we're going to talk about today? See, that fuel, that something, right?
For sure. And I love what you're talking about in terms of being 21 years old and having a dream and being so convicted in that dream. And you, if I'm correct, you do have a PhD, yes?
Yeah, and that story in itself is a complete affirmation to what you do. It
yes.
is a complete testimony to what we're talking about. Because on paper,
I know,
on paper, when you look back, highly unlikely.
Yes.
But you know what? That's not what we're talking about today, because paper is paper. We're going to take a short break. What is in your heart? What is it about the law of attraction, traction, that Corinne is so brilliant about working with her clients? And when we come back, how can we demonstrate the power and the purpose throughout the show today about what happens when the spark becomes energized? What happens for some that it does and some that it doesn't? Today's show is all about you. And I want to say this to everybody out there. If you want to call in and you want us to help you stand in an affirmation, doesn't matter what it is, whether you're thinking, I'm going to go to school, I'm not going to go to school, I'm going to get the job, you know, whatever that is, if you want some help with that today, you know how to reach us, 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, what happens when frustration shows up? Corinne Bierfeld joining me here today. This is her show. We've got lots more to come. Stay tuned.
On the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Join a global community connecting our hearts with extraterrestrials who only understand unconditional love and inner peace. The Extraterrestrial Trust Revolution, ETR, provides expertise in raising an individual's energy level through a 13-month course and 8 energy portal journeys. Find out more about this 13-month course as well as an entire resource for you to learn about ETR at connectwithets.com.
Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit urpurepotential.com for more info.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experiences. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. Join the next show every third Thursday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Kareem and her services as a holistic, heart-centered counselor, visit her website at KareemBierfeld.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. Let me ask you, how do you start your day? Do you wake up anxious and on edge, already feeling the pressure of your giant to-do list? Or do you wake up feeling calm, collected, and excited to start your day? Here's a little secret. How you start your day sets the tone and foundation for the rest of your day. A stressed morning creates a stress just reacting to everything day. A calm and connected to self morning leads to aligned and confident choices that help you reach your goals. So take a good look at your morning routine. What can you do to set up a healthy foundation for your day?
To get some ideas and a sneak peek into my own Coffee with the Universe morning routine, go to www.coffeewiththeuniverse.net.
Welcome back. I'm so thrilled to introduce you to our new show here on Transformation Talk Radio, The Law of Attraction, Traction, with Corinne Bierfeld, Quantum Consciousness, Connection, and Creation. And you're going to hear in the many shows to come, you're going to hear about what does this idea look like. Now, when you say the word traction, you all know that just saying the word traction gives you an image. You may be thinking of that giant tire on the beach that you love, and you're riding in a car, and you just feel the traction. You feel the movement. You know, you feel the wind. It's just beautiful. It sounds like I need a vacation right there.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Oh, my God. I mean, let's see
myself on the beach right now.
Corinne, before we go ahead, I want to make sure people know how to connect with you. So let's just make sure they can get a hold of you or find your website in case people have questions. But we'll take questions throughout the show. What's the best way for people to connect with you now?
Sure. Yeah, my website is my name, which is CorinneBierfeld.com.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And I'm going to spell it, CorinneBierfeld. Look, here we go. Been there. Why does the law of attraction work for some people and doesn't work for others? You know, what is it about what we see, some experience, manifest, fulfill, happiness, joy, and then there's the other things that happen. And you know how I'm aware of this? Because I have both in my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm aware of that. But from your perspective, you know, what have you felt? I mean, I think part of the problem with the original introduction of the law and attraction, we didn't do enough to help people refuel.
Right.
We didn't do enough to put those all-wheel drive wheels on that car.
Oh, I like that analogy. You're just running with this traction analogy. I love it.
Okay. So tell us about the frustration part of this.
Yeah. Okay, so I actually want to just take you back to my own personal story, you know, and my own journey. So what happened for me, as I was saying, is throughout my 20s, I struggled a lot with anxiety, depression, you know, was trying to overcome my trauma, and did all of the positive affirmations, spent years of therapy, and still felt like, you know, why are these principles not working for me? I read Catherine Ponder's book. I was trying to manifest prosperity. I would get a little bit in, and what I would notice is that as I was doing the affirmations or the exercises in the book, that I would start to feel, I would have negative emotions come up around prosperity or living in abundance. And then I would think that somehow I was doing it wrong, because when, you know, the principles that we hear about law of attraction are you want to be in this elevated state, you want to be feeling like you're already abundant. And what would happen for me is I would find constriction in my body. I would start to have thoughts that were in opposition to what I was trying to manifest. And instead of realizing that that's part of the process, I thought, I can't do this. For a while, would either try to push through, but at some point, I think I just kind of gave up. And it wasn't until I started, what actually happened is I found a training organization for hypnotherapy, which is this incredible organization. They're actually in Seattle, in Washington. I know you are.
Yeah.
And they started to teach me about, it ended up being much more than what I expected. So I thought I was just going to go to like a quick little course, learn how to do hypnotherapy, incorporate it into my practice, use it with my clients, and that would be it. And it ended up being probably one of the most life-changing things I've ever done. And in that process, what they taught me was this whole idea of that so much of who we are, what we do, how we show up, the way we interact, is coming from a subconscious place, which by definition means we're not conscious about the majority of energies and traumas that we're carrying in our body. And I had no idea about that. And so through the training then, I started to learn how to become, how to start to access what was unconscious and make it conscious, which then gave me the power to begin to make the really deep internal shifts I've been looking to make that I hadn't been able to up until that point. Because I remember when I hit my 30s, having a thought at one point, like, my God, maybe I'm just going to be stuck like this. Like, maybe I'm just going to be stuck in a state of anxiety the rest of my life. So part of the reason I wanted to do the show is just to give other people that might have had similar experiences hope. There really is hope for healing and recovery, not just from anxiety and depression, but really to live the kind of life you want to live at the highest level. So I took that, you know, from those principles of starting to understand how to overcome, you know, addictions and anxiety and depression. And then it occurred to me, like, you can apply this to any aspect of your life. You really can.
Yeah. And what I love about this is the background of this, especially when we look at the science, the neuroscience and the science of body. When we take a look at this, we're taking a look at the unlimited potentiality that we carry within us. And it is so, so powerful. You know, I've often thought about why was it created so that we would only 7-8% of the use of our brain. I've thought about this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people have thought about it. And I thought, well, you know, is it because the progression has more to do with what we cannot see, you know, more to do with the subconscious elements of who we are?
Yes, I would say yes. I think you're right on track with that, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think we have access to that now. I mean, I want to ask you, Corinne, for a minute, because we are constantly attracting to us.
Yes.
And what I find is that there's so many bits of information that I take in any given day. And what I'm really clear about is I have to apply a lot of tools to make sure that thing that you're calling the law of attraction traction doesn't lose traction.
Yes.
Yes. Right? You know, let's talk about, you know, creating a different reality and what you've learned from this, from both the conscious and unconscious state. You know, what is really available to us to access?
Sure. Yeah. So one of the things I learned in my training is that our conscious mind is really only 5%. Neuroscientists will tell us 5% of our mind. And so, you know, that means 95% or more is we're operating from an unconscious place. So most of the time, we're operating unconsciously and don't know it. So it's kind of like that analogy of the iceberg where you see the top of the iceberg and it looks like it's a big part, but it's really only the sliver. And the unconscious is like the very deep aspect that's beneath the surface that for most of us a lot of time is having a huge impact on our lives. So the piece that was missing for me when I was trying to attract in my 20s was understanding that we're not just creating consciously, that what is happening is that what we're holding on an unconscious level is also creative. It's also causing us to manifest things, but a lot of the times if what we're holding unconsciously are negative beliefs, then we're attracting negative things into our lives without even realizing that that's what's happening, that our unconscious beliefs are creative as well, that they attract to us as well.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things, too, that I think it's important to point out to really just piggyback what you're saying is that we have enormous, enormous ability to attract that which we want. And, you know, what I think about is we're going to talk about the experiences. We're going to talk throughout the show about how things have shown up in our lives and what the law of attraction has to do with it. I mean, there's so many things that, you know, that I've gotten to hear in 18 years from people, but none more powerful than Jack Canfield's story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it so reminds me of my journey in a way when you have been rejection after rejection after rejection after rejection and you get those letters in the mail.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think about the fact that both he and Mark unwavering about publishing Chicken Soup for the Soul.
The Soup for the Soul, yeah.
Unwavering. And, you know, they never gave up. And they went to the point of, I know, for Jack, bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And I heard his story, and I heard what he said, and I heard that last bit where he said to Mark something like, we have to go to this Florida, this one last publishing big event deal where all the publishers get together. And they packed themselves out, and they went. And they walked around the entire place, and everybody was a no.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't waver. They didn't. What I love about this is they had a moment. Can you imagine 160-something rejection letters? I got 35, but they got 160.
Yeah, that would probably put me over the edge, right?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I'd be ready to give up, yeah.
On the way out, this is what I love. This is the part of the story I love. I wonder if they didn't have that unwavering conviction, right, to walk to the last booth. The last boot.
Yeah.
The one that they talked with. The publisher that said yes to them. At the end of their rope. And see, this to me is what I love about what you're bringing. See, we need to learn how to have that traction in the moments where it doesn't seem likely.
Hmm. Yeah.
And remember, they're walking and they get to this boot. The last one, I could imagine what was going on for them, but I could also imagine how much they believed in what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was that last publisher who said yes. And a lot of other publishers were scratching their heads.
I was going to say, imagine being one of the five ones that said no.
They're like, who's the representative that said no to this book?
Right?
That's what we're talking about here today, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what we're talking about. I want to speak with you when we come back about all the folks you work with that are like this, that really believe in their lives, they hold to it, and how this works. How do you build that traction?
Yeah.
Because, see, is it a secret sauce that those two guys have? Or is it something that we can share with the world? Corinne
sure.
Bierfelder is going to be telling us about the fact that she shares this with everybody. This is why when you go to work with her and you look at the clients and she's working with people, it doesn't matter what walk of life, there's a traction building aspect and momentum. When we come back, are you ready to get those big, fat, all-wheel drive, put them on that car, raise that car up, and ride into the sunset on the beach in Kauai?
That's my favorite.
Let's go now.
You got me motivated.
We're going to do Kauai. Let's take a short break. Sunny, everybody, let's go to Kauai when we come back. We'll be right back.
Trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Karine Bierfeld, every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Karine and her services as a holistic heart-centered counselor, visit KarineBierfeld.com.
Hi, I'm Trish Love from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about Care Hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your Care Hero tip of the day. During all Care Hero journeys, you need to keep track of a lot of information arises, some of it critical. Possibly the greatest challenge Care Heroes face is the gathering and organizing of information. Just as every trade has a power tool, whether an electric drill or a laptop, my family's Care Hero power tool was the three-ring binder. We generated a mini library of labeled three-ring binders, one for each category of information, complemented with additional spiral notebooks used to detail medical appointments and episodes. This unfussy and convenient system of binders helped my family stay organized and able to deliver the dignified care and end of life my parents desired. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 12 Pacific here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlau.com.
The truth is funny. This happens with Colette Marie Steffens is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of One Illness Living, LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayanti is the show for your soul. Damayanti speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayanti, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ognito, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOgnedo.com.
Everybody, I want to welcome you. Welcome to a brand new show on Transformation Talk Radio, The Law of Attraction, Traction, with Corinne Bierfeld, Quantum Consciousness Connection and Creation. You're going to hear a lot more from Corinne. But basically, we're giving you an introduction to why this show is called The Law of Attraction, Traction. How do we build traction in creating the life of our dreams using the Law of Attraction? And what I love about this idea, Corinne, what I love about this is that this is the kind of thing that we do almost every day in our life. We build traction in our lives in so many different ways. I mean, you watch, you know, watch it. I watch my mom, you know, take care of a family, go to a job, and I could see her building this traction, building momentum to create things. But tell us from your perspective, right? You know, if we consciously create this reality, but we have these unconscious thoughts that are in opposition. You know, it's almost like kryptonite and Superman.
Yes. Kryptonite's going to take Superman down. That's how it works.
Right?
It's a good analogy like that, yes.
But, we, you know, look. If you can, and part of what you do is help us understand what our kryptonite is.
Yeah.
Because if we get that, is there a way we can really look at what's blocking us and remove it?
Yes. Love the question. So, and that is what I do in my work with my clients. And I have to say, I love my clients so much because I tend to attract the best people who are just so open and so willing and motivated to do the hardest work because they just are committed to doing whatever it takes to make their lives better. And so the answer is yes, there is a way. It's not always easy because what it involves is being willing to turn inward toward the places in ourselves that we block ourselves from achieving what we say we want to achieve. So I'll say to my clients, two principles: what you resist persists, and what you're willing to feel, you can heal. So what does that mean? That means that as long as we are running away from our internal traumas, which are usually mainly unconscious, but they're always there, like right under the surface, as long as we're trying to avoid them, they will continue to basically run our lives. Like, you can't escape them, because wherever you go, you take them with you. You know, wherever you go, there you are. So you could go to the most beautiful beach. You could go to Kauai. We were talking about Kauai on the break, and sit on the beach and be in a beautiful environment. But if, you know, if you're a person who's carrying a lot of unhealed traumas and anxiety, the anxiety is going to come with you even to the beach.
Yeah,
so, you can't outrun it. So the only way to heal for real, which takes courage, is to be willing to turn inward and to face it. And so that's why this principle, what you're willing to feel, you can heal, is so true. So, you know, the easiest way to find where you're blocking yourself from being able to achieve what you say you want is to envision the life you want, imagine that you already have it, and the unconscious parts of yourself that are in opposition to that, that you don't know are there, will surface. 100% of the time will surface. So just like when I was saying in the beginning, you know, in my 20s, I was trying to do Catherine Ponder's work, and I was trying to manifest abundance, and I would notice that I would kind of get this sick feeling in my stomach, or I would just feel constricted, or I just feel like blah, and I thought, I'm doing it wrong. No, I was that was actually what was supposed to happen. I just didn't know that was part of the process. So what the work that I do with my clients is really, and this is whether we're, you know, trying to manifest, like, moving to the next level in their life or heal from depression, you go to the part that is the pain. So, and a lot of times what we do is we use our bodies as the access point, because your body doesn't lie.
Yep.
Basil van der Kolk, he's very well known. He's done a lot of work with trauma. He's written a wonderful book called The Body Keeps the Score. Love his work. And he talks a lot about that, how trauma is stored in the body. That's why, like, you know, when I was doing the positive affirmations of whatever it was I was trying to manifest, it didn't work because it's the trauma is not in our head. Trauma is in our body. But our body is like the access point. If we learn how to listen to our body and really be willing to tune in and become mindful of what our body is telling us, it reveals, you know, our secrets to where when we're brave enough to feel whatever it is that it has to say to us, that's where we move from feeling like our traumas are controlling us to where we can become empowered and heal them. That's the beauty of work.
You know what I love about what you're saying? Let's give some examples, because how many times have you bumped into somebody that says, oh, my gosh, I got this headache. It just won't quit.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm giving you a very common, typical example, right?
Yeah.
Your body is talking to you right there, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the conversation is that it's happening with you, because I think it's different. But the point is, your head hurts.
Yes.
Another common one is your back hurts.
Yeah.
Very common. I was talking to somebody the other day, their head, they couldn't move their neck.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do I know this? I mean, when you go through a series of body things breaking down, like I went through from 04 to about 08 or 09,
mm-hmm.
when you go through something like that and you're so unaware, you either learn about what's really going on and why it's going on, or it's going to stay with us.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You get the lessons, or the lessons are going to keep showing up. And usually they don't. First it's a tap, and then it's a little smack, and then you get the 2x4. Sooner or later, you don't want to listen.
And, you know, it's interesting. Everybody does this in different ways. You know, let's talk about the shift that happens with this, because I love that you referenced that book, but I want to talk about the shift, because awareness, I believe, and I am just a fan of awareness. Awareness is that thing that is just so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Being aware, oh my gosh, was I really thinking about that today?
or being aware of, wow, I didn't take that action, and I need to find out why I didn't take that next step. What stopped me? And nine times out of ten, I have been able to seek out someone that could help me. Isn't this what we're talking about today? Because the hardest thing for us is ultimately to see us and see what's in our way. But the end goal, isn't that ultimately true happiness and fulfillment?
Yes. So what is your question?
How do we get to that place where we realize I'm running in place? That may be aerobic, but I'm not going anywhere.
We're like the hamster, right, on the wheel.
That's how
do we get to the point that we recognize that? I don't know. I think it's very different for each person. Some people heed the call quickly, and again, for others, it takes them really being brought to their knees, which it has for me, you know, in my life, more than once, to say, okay, what is it that I need to look at here within myself? What is it that's going on that I need to heal here? Because I really do completely recognize consciously the principle of, like, I believe that the universe is supporting us in our highest good. So that means in the positive experiences as well as in what we would call the negative experiences, I've learned to try to, even in those experiences, embrace those. And sometimes in the worst of experiences, what I would have thought was the worst experience at the time, I can look back in hindsight and say, my God, those were some of the greatest blessings, only because they helped me to heal at levels that I never would have been able to had I not had those experiences. Mm-hmm. And then moved me forward in a way to bring me where I am now. So I can now, you know, hindsight is 20/20, look back with tremendous gratitude.
Yeah. And you know what I love about this is we're talking about something that really is typical of one of the, I believe, the only freedom we have, and that's the freedom to choose.
Yeah.
And if we have the freedom to choose, what goes on inside of us is very powerful. But we keep looking on the outside for things, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't even want to go into the list. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because this is really paradoxical. You know, honestly, looking on the outside is what? It's a kryptonite, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I love going deep, and that's really but at the very core of spiritual principle, that's what we're talking about. So, you know, what I've learned is that there, so, you know, some people have more of what's called an external locus of control, which is that they tend to look outside of themselves for fulfillment and happiness. And thinking that, you know, it's that, well, I'll be happy when. I'll be happy when I get the relationship. I'll be happy when I get this job. I'll be happy when, you know, I get the degree. And it's not that any of those things are inherently bad, but what I have come to find is that even if you get those things, it's like a fleeting happiness. So it is a whole paradox, because we're doing this whole show on how do you attract those things that you want,
right?
You know, but the paradox is that it's like as within, so without. That principle of who we're being on the inside is going to match what shows up externally. So the paradox is the more we can get to a place where we sit in gratitude for what we have and can allow ourselves to be fulfilled exactly where we are and to see the blessings all around us in every moment, the more blessings will pour into our life. So it's like the more we're in that state of already knowing that we're whole and that we're fulfilled and that the universe is supporting us in every way, even when experiences externally seem to be like what we would call negative experiences, at the highest level, even that is us being supported for our highest good in our growth. It's such a wonderful paradox that, so the more that, and I found this with around like control as well, like the more somebody tries to control the external environment or tries to control other people or control situations, often the more out of control they will feel. And paradoxically, the more you just surrender and say, you know what, I cannot control my environment, All I have control over is how I choose to respond. And if there's feelings coming up within me, I'm going to turn within and look at healing those feelings. The thing with feelings that I found, too, is they're so temporary. So if you have a painful experience and you're just willing to turn within and meet it and stay with it, and, you know, mindfulness, the practice of mindfulness, I'm going to go within, meet my feelings, feel my body, not run away, and stay with that and breathe long enough, the negative feelings usually will dissolve on their own. Because underneath all of that, there is peace. Like, underneath all of that, we are already connected to all that is. We are.
Yeah,
it's just that we're kind of like gunked up. Like all of our traumas and negative experiences are covering over the truth of who we really are.
And, you know, this is really, let's just talk about this, because this is such an integral part of traction.
Yeah.
In the law of attraction, traction. And, you know, it's really fascinating for me. I'm going to give you an example. And this is the most craziest benign example of what happens in our day. I ordered a piece of equipment, exercise equipment, because I got two knees and I've got to build some muscle. I mean, why would you get two new knees if you're not going to do what you need to do to prep?
Right.
So I ordered this piece of equipment that didn't have a ship date. It was like, I think we'll get it out in 7 days, but then it's going to be shipped and it's coming from, I don't know where, Canada. And in my mind, that was just like stuff on the paper. And what's fascinating, you know, I went and I got my space ready for it, get it ready to come. It's being delivered today.
Don't you love that? How wonderful is that? You created the space, and there it is. Beautiful.
And so these are the things that we're going to talk about as we go, because I could have bought into that story. I could have not created the space.
Yeah.
I not ordered really cool pictures for the space. I mean, I could have not done things in preparation, but I acted as if it was coming today.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm not home to get it, and it's two big pieces of equipment. I don't know where they're going to leave it.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is how it can work for everyone.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely can work for everyone, yes. And I'm just thinking about how, you know, you had asked me to give you examples. There's so many examples that I've experienced in my own practice, some of them really profound, as far as, you know, people coming in and shifting in ways that have surprised me to, you know, kind of raised my level of awareness of what's even possible. So I have seen, in terms of, you know, mind-body connection, I have seen people recover from what would have been considered even terminal diseases in the 20 years that I have been doing this. And these people didn't do it instantly. It was a matter of continuously turning within, listening to their bodies, focusing on and being willing to just stay present to what their bodies were telling them, feel the pain, cry, express the emotion, release the emotion out of their body over and over and over until there were, you know, what would be called miraculous healing.
Yeah. And, you know, can I just say that this is really the underpinnings of what we're going to be talking about as we move forward with the show.
Yeah.
You know, because why is the law of attraction traction so important? Ultimately, it is really to really tap into that beautiful superpower we have within, and create a life and a reality to it that is so brilliant. I mean, often I say things like, I'm going to create a Zinkranco reality, you know, or I'm going to create a reality, you know, that goes beyond. Right?
My gosh, is there any better example of when you talk about like locus of control and someone to choose to be in a concentration camp and say, all I have control over is how I respond, and I'm going to choose to see the beauty in it? I mean, my gosh, it's so powerful.
I read the book. I read it every year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a hard read sometimes. I'm finding it a harder read to read sometimes. But what you're bringing forward in the law of attraction, traction is, and, you know, as we continue to talk about these in upcoming shows, is really to provide inspiration fueled by the power that we have within us to create the life we want.
Yes.
And that really, to me, that is one of the most powerful gifts that you could give us in the time we're living in now.
I think that's what we're all here for, is to find that spark, that inspiration, you know, that divine spark, that radiance within each of us, to find what our gifts are, to bring that forward so that we can play our part. Like, my personal belief is that we are all on an awakening journey, and that as we all tap into our highest potential and we are open to sharing our gifts at the highest level and doing the work that we all need to do, because we all have work to do, and to clear the parts of ourselves where we play small, that as we rise up and we contribute at higher and higher levels, that's where our greatest joy and passion is found, and also the greatest sense of contribution, and how we're going to make the greatest difference in other people's lives and in the world and in the planet. Like, what could be better than that?
I love that. What? How did it get any better than that? Thank you. Thank you for today. I want to ask you this last question. I'd love to know what you'd like to leave us with, what your personal message is. And again, let folks know how they can find out more about you. And there's more to come. You know, this is the first of many shows we'll be doing. So thank you for raising us up here today with your message. What do you want to leave us with today?
Yeah. You know, I just love the message and the idea that we truly are unlimited beings. We are unlimited beings. We all carry within us the spark of the divine. We are here to radiate that into the world. And my message to all of the listeners is, first of all, thank you for taking the time to listen to this show. I'm happy to be able to be a part of your journey, and I'm just going to hold that for each of you, that you continue to raise up to be that light in this world that you're meant to be, that we're all meant to be.
Boy, what a great way to really take the conversation. Again, how do people find you on Facebook, et cetera?
Yeah, right. My website is my name, which is KoreenBierfeldt.com, and it is spelled weird. It's KoreenBierfeldt.com.
And there's more to come. We're excited about talking about how to build traction, especially as we move through this holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such an important message. I mean, certainly for me, I've become more aware. And I think that we have so much within us, as you stated today so beautifully. So thank you for a great show today.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. Thank you for making me feel so comfortable. I loved our first show. It was so great. I so appreciate you. Thank you.
Well, and I want to say this to everyone, because we are speaking to everyone, is I want to just say this to all of you. I know you call me, you contact me. I know that there are some tough times that you're experiencing and have experienced in your life. And I want to say that you can add the most incredible examples of superpowers you have within you. They really are superpowers. And these shows we're doing, the show with Kareen today, is to help all of you find that spark, find that place. Let it ignite. Let it fuel your dream. Let it step you up to a level of consciousness and awareness. Let it move you forward to the greatest power to take action in the world. And may you do that in such peace, such joy, such abundance, such amazement for what you are capable of.
Thanks for joining the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Green Birdville. Tune in every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio, and learn how you can heal from the traumas and conditions you thought were impossible. Get inspired to pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. To learn more about Kareen and her and the services she provides as holistic psychotherapist, visit her website at KareenBierfeldt.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Tuesday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your alternative talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the town. Well, good thing folks, so far no major blocking or accidents to report at the moment. We still have some slowing on 167 northbound just off of the 512 down there in Sumner. It's heavy and stop and go issues and slows through Pacific and Algona. But it'll break free about a quarter of a mile before Highway 18. Everywhere else, traffic's actually looking pretty good. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And it's Coffee with the Universe and Laura Goldstein.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. The U.S. Labor Secretary is talking about a record number of Americans quitting their jobs. That figure comes out to 4.4 million in September.
Quite honestly, people are just not happy in their career where they are, and they are concerned about the coronavirus. The coronavirus has not gone away.
Marty Walsh also said many are becoming entrepreneurs. A study is finding half of COVID-19 survivors face lingering symptoms. A recent study of more than 250,000 adults and children found 50% experienced a variety of physical and psychological issues for 6 months or more after initial recovery. Scientists are hopeful additional research into long COVID could unlock clues to chronic fatigue and other poorly understood conditions. DHS will not be reviewing if mounted Border Patrol agents acted inappropriately while trying to round up migrants near Del Rio, Texas in September. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the Biden administration is trying to handle border surges in a smarter and more humane manner than the prior Trump administration.
We are enforcing our immigration laws, including those of accountability and humanitarian relief.
A DHS statement says a separate agency is already conducting a probe on the Border Patrol agents. That would be the Justice Department's Office of Professional Responsibility. It's a historic day in Boston. Michelle Wu is taking office as the first woman, the first Asian American, and the first person of color to be elected mayor. Wu says today marks the beginning of an effort to build momentum for action. The State Ethics Commission in New York is revoking prior approval of former Governor Andrew Cuomo's book deal. Lisa G reports.
The commission's move could threaten Cuomo's $5.1 million profit for writing American Crisis, Leadership Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic. Cuomo will have the opportunity to apply for a new approval, and if one isn't granted, commissioners could then start the process of forcing him to repay the millions in profits. Cuomo's spokesperson is blasting the decision, saying the move amounts to nothing more than Albany political corruption at its worst.
You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Hi, I'm Lisa Dow, host of Reigniting You, the show that takes a positive, forward-looking approach to career transitions for Gen Xers and boomers every Monday morning at 7 o'clock. Whether you're looking to stay in the workforce, do your own thing, or retire or semi-retire, Reigniting You is your source for career transition advice, inspiration, and insight for what's next in your career and life. Join me Mondays at 7 o'clock a.m. here on KKNW to get re-energized, recharged, and reignited.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to Alternative Talk weather outlook for Tuesday. Well, we'll take a break from all that rain and wind. We'll see mostly sunny skies later on today after the morning showers burn off. High temperatures on 48, 49 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Low temperatures dropping down to a crisp 35. For Wednesday, partly sunny skies. Highs of around 47, 48. With clouds and a slight chance of rain moving in for Wednesday night. Low temperatures down to about 39. For Thursday and for Friday, more clouds and unfortunately a little bit of showers mixed in. High temperatures around 47.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
How do you start your day? Are you focused, energized, and tuned in to your higher self? Or do you wake up anxious, unmotivated, and already overwhelmed by your giant to-do list? Welcome to Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein, where we'll have inspiring and practical conversations around how to reverse daily struggle and show up calm, collected, and confident instead. As a psychotherapist, spiritual advisor, yoga teacher, and influential speaker, Laura will discuss all things morning routine for increased productivity, mental clarity, greater connection with self, and better decision making. So grab your favorite cup of joe and come sit down with Laura. Coffee with the Universe starts now.
Hello and welcome to Coffee with the Universe. Thanks for tuning in. This is a show where we have conversations around starting your day feeling calm, collected, confident, and connected to your higher self. And before the show started, Jacob, Benny, and myself, we're having a wonderful conversation around alarm clocks and something that I do to wake myself up, they seem completely perplexed by. And I just thought, like, other people could do that too. So we'll have to circle back to that because it's great to not have to have that buzzing and that jolting first thing in the morning. But anyway, today we're going to talk about how 20 minutes a day, just 20 minutes in the morning, can boost confidence, reduce anxiety, and improve your physical health. Now, who doesn't want that? So my question, my very first question for you today is, how do you start your day? Do you start your day like a bat out of hell, like the alarm clock, you know, goes off and then you're up and at them and you're already thinking about your to-do list? Then you're like in the kitchen with the kids and this and that, and then you're headed to work and like you're just kind of anxious from the start? Or do you start your day browsing through a laundry list of emails and Facebook posts and kind of get sucked into that little tunnel? Or do you start your day in a way that allows you to contemplate your daily actions, to be intentional, to be calm and grounded? How do you start your day? And be honest with yourself. And when I talk about morning routines and if they really work, one of the complaints that I get, or one of the, I guess you could say, objections, is that people are like, oh, but, you know, I really try, you know, I want to, but, you know, I can't seem to do it, I don't stick with it. And I think there's this misconception that a morning routine, like you have to get up at like, oh, dark 30, at, you know, 5 a.m. and, you know, plan for an hour and a half of this whole entire system. And what I want to tell you today is you can actually set yourself up to have a very calm, focused, and productive day in as little as 15 to 20 minutes. I've done it. I used to have a traditional 9-to-5 J-O-B job. Ooh, I used to have one of those. And so I was crunched in the morning. But just 15 minutes a day, if you can be consistent with that, it can totally change your life. And when you wake up and just kind of blindly react to whatever the day throws at us, it's a very stressful way to live. We don't really feel prepared most of the time. We're not organized. We don't feel grounded. Things start to slip through the cracks, and we're operating from that place. It really triggers a lot of anxiety. And then what tends to happen, because it's all connected, is that this unrest, anxiety, this unpreparedness, I don't even know if that's a word, unpreparedness, this unpreparedness like exacerbates physical health problems, it contributes to physical health problems, then pretty soon you find yourself sick, physically sick, emotionally sick, and mentally sick. So does a morning routine really work? All right, if I'm going to spend my time in the morning doing these things, is it beneficial? Well, this is really how Coffee with the Universe here was born. So I can attest to that it works. There was a point in my life where I was having a bit of an existential crisis. It was like, oh gosh, you know, I wasn't happy in my relationship. I wasn't happy in my career. I didn't really know what I was doing. And like, I was having these panic attacks at night, and I was like, something's got to change. So I really don't know what prompted me to change, like, or to set up a morning routine, because I didn't really, like, read any books about it or anything. I just thought, you know what? I don't want to feel this way anymore, so I am going to do something about it. And my do something was that morning contemplation, self-discovery, relaxation, meditation, because I figured, oh, these are all great tools to use. So let's see if they will help my condition. I started, instead of just drinking coffee right away in the morning, I started with some hot water with lemon. I also tried water with apple cider vinegar, kind of like nourishing my body and hydrating my body. I just thought I was going to do some stretching and some movement, a little bit of yoga. I went ahead and added some meditation to my practice. I some days did some journaling. And I found that as I started doing these things and really paying attention to my inner voice and really grounding myself to focus on what I truly wanted, what was working for me and what didn't, it was easier to set goals that reflected the direction that I wanted to go in. And while I wasn't expecting like an instant outcome, which it wasn't, I slowly started getting a feel for who I was and what I really wanted. And by being consistent with this, just like a simple morning routine, it truly changed my life. And at the time, I was working a traditional 9-to-5 job, so I really only had 15 minutes in the morning to get myself together with this. Then I transitioned to working for myself, so I had a little bit more leeway. But the point is that it really worked. It worked for me because it changed the foundation, the framework, the setting of my day. It wasn't like, oh, just wake up, I'm not happy, I'm unhappy, I have this feeling, this anxiety, I'm miserable. It wasn't just kind of like that hamster on the wheel. It was like giving myself some time to pause to figure out what exactly it is that I want. So in this question, does a morning routine really work? I turn to Google, as I do a lot, to look at, hey, does this really work? And what you will find if you Google this is a lot of articles from like various bigwig names like Forbes, and I also found some information on the Business Insider about like the habits of highly successful people. And believe it or not, most of these people attribute their levels of success to having an established, consistent morning routine. So you're talking about people like some names I came across, Oprah, Jeff, is it Bezos? Bezos?
Yes, Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos, Arianna Huffington, Gwyneth Paltrow. So you have these big name celebrities that say, hey, you know, I was successful, but in order to do that, I really had to set my day up to be productive, to be focused, to not get caught in everybody else's agenda. So it really works. And Hal Elrod wrote a whole book on it. It's called The Miracle Morning. I don't know if anybody has read that, but he wrote an entire book on how to set up your day so that it's successful. And so I just wanted to kind of share a little bit here and talking about what somebody said, and I know I gave this, Jacob, I gave this these links to you like ahead of time, so if you found something in here that you're like, ooh, this was really good.
I've got some thoughts here.
Yeah, all right, well, how about it? We'll just start with that while I'm bringing this up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we spoke briefly before the show about the alarm clock situation, and we'll come back to that, I'm sure, because you've mentioned to Benny and myself the crazy trick that you do.
Here's the crazy trick that I do. If I want to wake up, like, between 6 or 7, I can just, like, tell myself before I go to bed what time I want to wake up, and I will wake up, like, within, I would say, 1 to 5 minutes of that desired time. And I've heard that we can actually subconsciously do this. Now, granted, if it's like 4 a.m. or like a really strange time, I have to set my alarm because it's just so like out of the ordinary for me. So I just thought this was something that we could do. But when I said that to Benny and Jacob, they're like, wait, what?
Yeah, I've tried that, and every time I do it, I'm late to work. So, you know.
Yeah.
But looking at that article, oh, go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead, go.
The second point, the going straight for the coffee one, that's been the hallmark of my life for the last year, and everything I seem to read about it says not to do that, and still here I am doing that. So.
Yeah, well, because coffee is, it dehydrates the body. It's a caffeine, like any kind of caffeinated anything has a dehydrating effect. So the science, it's actually science behind that, is because we're not drinking while we're sleeping. So if we then go straight for the coffee and put that in our body first, then we are like dehydrating ourselves even further. So if you are like a drier type, you definitely don't want to do this. But, you know, starting your day with something like water, I like hot lemon water because, you know, the lemon helps like make your kidneys happy, kind of gives them a little boost. So I like doing that. But I think it's just drink something that's hydrating instead of water. I mean, instead of coffee. So maybe you can, like, before you have your cup of coffee, just drink the same cup of water ahead of time.
No, that makes sense. I'm going to start trying that because I definitely feel the anxiety that comes from the instant shot of caffeine in the morning.
Well, like, before you put the coffee in the, I don't know, do you have one of those, like, press button things? What are they, the little cup
like
things?
Like the Mr. Coffee drip machines there? I've got one of those, and I've also got an espresso machine, so I'll do lattes on occasion.
Okay. Because I was just going to say, like, I use a French press, so, like, before I put the coffee in my mug, I put my hot lemon water in there first, so I drink that first while my coffee is, quote, percolating, and then
gotcha.
I pour that. But if you have something with a button, it doesn't work. But you can, I mean, get another cup. Just do it. Just
okay.
Do it. Okay, anything else here? Oh, it doesn't work. All right, so here's one that I love. Eliminate decision-making tasks. And here's something that has really worked for me. And I think Arianna Huffington mentions this, like with her wardrobe. From what I understand, she like wears the same dresses to multiple events and things like that, so she doesn't have to think about it. But here is where a morning routine works in terms of planning. A lot of times when we just, you know, blindly react to life and wake up like the bat out of hell, we are like starting our day by making all these decisions. Okay, you know, what am I going to wear today? What do I need to get done? What's most important? What do I want to pack for lunch? What are we having for breakfast? What am I feeding the kids? And it's amazing how much energy making decisions can consume. So before I was using my morning routine to intentionally plan out my day, it was like I was exhausted by the time I got to work because I was trying to think about what do I need to do to even get there. So when you can eliminate like morning decisions, and this includes like picking out your clothes the night before, like making your to-do list the night before, like preparing ahead of time, you'd be amazed at like how just not having to make a ton of decisions in the morning can like free your energy. It's pretty impressive, and this really works because I've done it and I've experienced it. It really truly is amazing. And let's see, I think that was all that stood out for me.
I like the get your body moving one. That one is tricky, I know, because you know working out in itself is a whole beast to tackle. But I have done that in the past, and I know how great it makes me feel and how it kind of just sets me up to be productive and it gets my mind working. And it's just a nice way to set the day, and then I don't have to do it later.
Yeah, that's a pretty good point. I actually do stretching as part of my routine. That works, too, to kind of help get the blood flowing. But something brilliant that my yoga instructor said was, you know, you don't have to do a full workout. You can do, like, morning kitchen yoga. And he has this whole routine where he uses the kitchen countertop for his, like, you know, 5 minutes of morning stretretching while his tea or coffee or whatever he drinks is brewing. Now, you have to be a little bit more flexible because I don't know if you can, like, hike your leg up on a kitchen countertop to get a good stretch. But I will often stand in my kitchen while I'm feeding the cats because I have one cat that inhales his food and then feels the need to go and, like, boot the other one out of the dish. So I basically have to babysit. I don't have children, but I have children in a sense. So I have to babysit the cats. So while I'm doing that, I'm actually, like, doing forward folds. I'm doing, like, side bends. I'm doing kind of like a downward dog for yoga people out there on my kitchen countertop. And that just frees up the energy, and you can feel it. So you know it works by how you feel after doing these certain elements. So, you know, does a morning routine work? Absolutely. Otherwise, all these people would not be doing it, okay? So back to that question, how do you start your day? Where are you on that spectrum? We're going to take a break. This is a live call-in show. The number here is 1-800-930-2819. We're also broadcasting on Facebook. So if you have a morning routine and would like to share it, please do. Please give us a call. So when we come back, I want to talk about, like, why a morning routine works. Like, we established, does it work? Yes. But really, why does it? What is the science saying behind that? So we're going to dive a little bit more deeper into that. When we understand the why, when we understand the method behind the madness, we're more likely to do it. So I will see you in a few.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Well, some of us are outwardly successful, but inwardly feel unhappy and living a life lacking in purpose and meaning. It just doesn't feel good. Well, The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer can help you discover what's important to you and how to go for it. For more information or purchase the book, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or CarlGreer.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce,
and me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday night, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.World. The best is yet to come.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's the perfect time with everything that's going on and things are calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy and it's fun. If you'd like more information on that, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232. To Coffee with the Universe, and today we're talking about how just 15 minutes, I'm even bumping it down, a day can boost confidence, reduce anxiety, and improve your health. So we just started by reflecting on how we start our mornings and talking a little bit about, does it really work? So in this segment, we're going to talk about why it actually works. So we established, yes, a lot of successful people do it, and there's a reason why, so why does it work? Just a reminder, this is a live call-in show. We're also on Facebook Live. So if you have a morning routine, please let us know. The dial-in number is 1-800-930-2819. I'd love to hear what you do. So over the break, we are just talking about apple cider vinegar. I don't know if any of you out there tried that. I did for a while, like instead of having lemon in my water, I tried a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar. And, you know, it's definitely harder to get down, but it does cleanse your system. It's actually really good for digestion. So if you have problems with digestion in the morning and your breakfast doesn't sit very well, you could certainly try that. And Jacob, tell me again about your challenge, because I think that's really interesting for a workplace, right?
Yeah, we every Wednesday and Friday in the office, we would all as a team take a shot of apple cider vinegar together, and it started off with just I dare you to take a shot of this because it, you know, it's kind of strong and abrasive and hard to get down. But we got into the habit of it, and, you know, working outside in the rain a lot at that particular job, it did help, I noticed, keep my immune system up, and, you know, it was kind of helping me fight off colds and all that. Kind of interesting routine for us as a team.
Yeah, because it's a very interesting work team building experience, but I think it's really cool. I mean,
that's the thing.
Very cool. All right, so let's talk a little bit about why a morning routine works. And I want to start a little bit, I'll go into some, to an article that I found where it talked about science-backed benefits of a morning routine. But I want to go maybe a little bit deeper into exactly what happens with the mind, exactly what happens with the body, and exactly what happens to us at soul level. So, for example, let's start with the mind. In the morning when we wake up, we actually have a clearer mind than we do throughout the rest of the day. And this is because our egos, our brain synapses have just been at rest all night. And so the activity there is relatively quiet. So from this brain operation, from this ego operation, it is actually the best time to not fill it with crap. So if you start your day and the first thing you go for is email and Facebook, you aren't giving your brain time to adjust, but you're also shortchanging yourself because the ego is so quiet. It is the best time
to tap into your like inner wisdom, to that intuitive voice. It's the best time to harness your creativity. And so when you can work with your mind and its natural awakening process, you can come up with some really great ideas if you don't fill your head with garbage right off the bat. And you know how emails work. We're bombarded. The second we see an email that we don't like or someone says something that pissed us off, now we're like, oh my God, I can't believe that person. And now your mind's like off and running about what exactly you're going to say and how you're going to respond. And, you know, then on Facebook, you start looking at things and, you know, your eyes might start rolling or you get like sucked down this vortex. And pretty soon your mind is just kind of filled with garbage. So when you learn to work with like how your brain normally functions in the morning and you learn to work with your ego here, then you are more likely to hit the ground running with a clear mind, already feeling productive because you've kind of sparked your creativity. And this is why like some of my best thoughts come out in the shower. Like when I take a shower in the morning and I've just done my morning routine and I had some coffee and I haven't really like sat down to start work, I get like these amazing ideas in the shower. And that's because I'm allowing my brain to wake up slowly and I'm harnessing that quiet time, that creative time. So that's what happens from a brain, ego, physical component. The next thing is the body. When we talk about the lemon water and the apple cider vinegar in the water, this is really a way to detoxify the body and to rehydrate. Even though lemon and apple cider vinegar seem very acidic, they actually have an alkaline effect on the body. So it's really opposite. So it hydrates, it nourishes, it removes toxins, it helps with morning digestion. So hydrating before caffeine and coffee, definitely from a biological functioning perspective is beneficial. But the stretching piece, the movement, whatever that looks like for you, it gets the prana, the chi, the energy flowing. And again, when you are sleeping, you're, you know, kind of in one position. I mean, yes, you move, but you're just not really moving. You wake up with very stagnant energy. So if you're looking to spark some creativity and kind of get those juices flowing in the morning, movement is essential. It's going to get the blood flowing. It's going to get the energy going. And then this helps, you know, get your brain starts going. And you'd be amazed at how once you kind of get that energy flowing, you can really like, you know, start to focus or you have those good ideas. I mean, I don't really know how to explain it, but we all know that stagnant energy is not great. We need that flow. We need that movement in order to really, you know, set us up, get us ready, get us moving, get us focused so that we don't feel all sluggish. So for the body, we have the hydrating impact. We also have getting the blood and energy moving. And then the effects, like at soul level, and this really goes back to the quiet time of the day. When our egos are in full force, like that monkey mind, so when I say ego, I'm also talking about the monkey mind. When that is in full force and it's going, it is so difficult to take time to meditate or to listen to your intuition. So when you allow yourself that time to meditate in the morning, to really connect to that soul voice within, you of course set yourself up to have a much more productive and focused day, but because your brain is quiet and reflective in the morning, then you have a much easier time listening to that soul voice. It's a hard voice to hear. It's very quiet. It's kind of like matter of fact, and if we aren't careful, we miss it. So I don't know if you've tried this, but like, you know, oh, I'm going to do some meditation after lunch, but you kind of sit down, and then you're like, oh, don't forget to do this, and then you're like replaying the conversation you had with the coworker earlier. It's very challenging, and it's because our minds are not at rest anymore. They're engaged. They, you know, we're experiencing life in the world, and we're reacting to things. So when we take that time in the morning to control what voice we're listening to, we're more apt to make better decisions, decisions that are in alignment with our highest path and purpose. So that is why the morning routine works. We all know the benefits of meditation. And when we do these things in the morning to facilitate communication with self, not ego self, but the real self, then that's where we get inspired ideas from. That's where we, you know, get goals that are truly ours and not somebody else's. Now, from a, like, when I was doing my research, from someone else's perspective about the science-backed benefits, there are a couple, so I will kind of briefly talk about them. Jacob, were there any in here that, like, spoke to you?
I was looking at some of the examples of winning morning routines of successful people, and this cold pool plunge one stood out to me a little bit here, and it kind of plays on that same, you know, looking at your body and how you're feeling, and in this case, Tony Robbins just submerges himself in a 57-degree Fahrenheit pool for that radical change in temperature, and it just kind of shocks his body, and supposedly that gives him more energy, and I'm sure there's, you know, science to back that, but it kind of plays on that idea that it's setting your body up for the day, whether it's doing this cold shower thing or, you know, lemon water or apple cider vinegar. I think it's that taking care of your body first thing is really important.
Yeah, I don't know if this is correct, but I thought this was kind of like a Swedish thing or like a Nordic thing. It's supposedly like that cold shower is supposed to boost your immune system as well.
Yeah, they do like this shock therapy over there where you kind of sit in a hot tub or a sauna and then you go jump in ice water, and it's the, that change in temperature that kind of jolts your body, you know.
When I was in summer camp as a kid, we had what we called the Big Bear Swim, and we had a bell that would ring 15 minutes before the main, like, get-up bell, and we could throw on our bathing suits and run down to the lake and jump in the freezing water. I think I did that once, and I was like, yeah, okay, awesome. I'm sure I'm good. Got it.
The classic polar plunge, right? I've done this before in Colorado. I sat in a hot tub for 20 minutes and then face planted in the snow and then jumped right back in.
Yeah. You're super hot in the hot tub. I've done that too after like a skiing, like a tough skiing day. You know, like your body is all warm and hot and then you go and lay in the snow and jump back in. That's what it was though. It was the polar bear swim, not the big bear.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
The polar bear. But yeah, I used to do that too in the snow and the hot tub and everything. It's like, yee. I saw that and I was like, oh, that's not something that I do. But if you want to try it, by all means, go for it. So, you know, we've kind of already talked about this, but it sets you up for the rest of the day. So basically you are controlling your schedule rather than allowing your schedule to control you. We feel very frazzled and anxious when we don't feel like we're in control. So by starting your day with, you know, these are my intentions, this is what it is, what's important, then you have control. You have the choice to either get distracted from that or to focus on that. And then when you focus on that, you can increase your productivity because you are way more focused. And when you're way more focused, you feel in control, you're less stressed, And this then improves your workplace environment and improves your family life, because when you're less stressed, you're not, you know, agitated in front of your family, your friends, your colleagues and coworkers. So it just kind of has this ripple effect. And this is why that this morning routine works so well. Now, the thing that I thought was interesting from this list of the, what is, like, 10 scientifically based reasons why it works or something like that, is to combat forgetfulness. That one just kind of, like, I didn't really think about this. Like, productivity, yes. Focus, yes. What they're saying here is when you have that same routine every day, it's more unlikely that you'll forget something. Like, you are used to getting ready ahead of time. And I think maybe this is where that plan in advance comes into play. You're not rushing in the morning, so there's a lower risk that you're going to forget to do something. And you've already, you know, set things up the night before, so that in the morning, all you really have to do is your morning routine to get in the shower, you know, to spend some quality time with the kids or the spouse or whatever, or breakfast. You don't have to start to think about the details. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Okay, what else is on here? I guess it's part of mindfulness, I would say.
I think that one kind of, it reminds me of the cutting out decision-making in the morning, too. You know, if I have to choose the outfit for the day or, you know, what I'm going to eat or drink that morning, if I can just make that decision right before bed, then it cuts out that extra step. It gives me a little bit more time. And I've had that moment where I'm like, running around my apartment, like, what am I going to wear? I can't find it, the thing I'm looking for, wherever it might be. And then that stress and anxiety that comes from that moment seems to just, like, seep into the rest of the day. It's kind of hard to come back from that, you know?
Yeah. I tell you, like, when I had to go someplace to workplace, I would stand in my closet in the morning, and I was, like, stuck. It's 5 minutes just standing there. Oh, my God, what do I want to wear? What do I feel like today? It was the biggest time stuck in the world.
Stare at the closet.
Staring. So then I started, like, pulling out stuff the night before. And I told myself, I'm like, you know what, if you don't feel like wearing this in the morning, too bad for you. this is what you're wearing, so we're going to wear that tomorrow. I had to do that because it was just, like, too much. I'd waste so much time.
Fair enough.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to share with you what I found, like, the most essential to include in a 20-minute morning routine. There are people who do much longer routines, but if you're short on time, these are the ones that will give you activities that will give you the biggest bang for your buck. So stay tuned. I will be back in a minute.
To Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, Clare-ITY.com.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. Every day living in peace. Every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. on the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Green Beer Phil. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corrine and her services as a holistic heart-centered counselor, visit KorrineBeerfoot.com.
Do you feel like you and your significant other have lost their initial spark? Then let Coach Martez and Wadrina guide you to strengthen your love and reignite that spark on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. For more information, make sure you go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is, dreambuilderscoaching.net. We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it did manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
With the universe, where we're talking about how just 20 minutes a day in the morning can boost confidence, reduce anxiety, and improve your health. So we talked about does a morning routine really work, why it works, and now I want to just kind of give you a little heads up, I guess, of the things that I found that were the most essential. Like, you only have 15 to 20 minutes. These are the things that will really give you the biggest bang for your buck. Now, if you have longer, that's great. I was reading in one of these articles that I've been referencing that Gary, and here's another name I'm going to chop out, I always do, Vaynerchuk, he's a big business guy, does a lot of business coaching, also personal development. But he has a three-hour morning routine that he does before he even starts dealing with people and business. Now, to me, that's a little bit long, but it works for him. And you don't need to make a three-hour morning routine. And you don't need to get up at 5 a.m. to do this either. Like, a lot of messages out there are like, oh, you just have to get up earlier, you know, get up a half hour earlier. But for someone like myself, my body doesn't work well when I force it awake. Now, if I get up, you know, maybe between 6 and 7, whatever I tell myself what time I want to wake up in the morning, I naturally wake up and I actually feel good and have energy throughout the day. I did try, back when I was experimenting with morning routines, I did try waking up like at 5 a.m. or 5:30 to, you know, get up before dawn and really harness that quiet time and watch the sunrise. And like by 1 p.m. I was exhausted and just wanted to go to bed, and then I would want to take a nap, and then I would like throw off my sleep schedule. So it didn't really work for me. Getting up earlier wasn't the answer. It was about doing some key things in the morning that, you know, worked really well. Now, I do have a whole course on this. It's called Morning Magic, and I go into detail I also talk about like various activities you can do. I love like journaling and planning. So I have a video in there on like different journals and productivity planners that I use. I talk about stretching. I give you some, you know, yoga poses to look into. So I kind of created a resource for you so that you can build a morning routine based on how much time you have and what speaks to you the most. So if you're interested in that, you can head over to cwtu.net/morningmagic. Again, CWTU, that's like Coffee with the Universe, but shortened, cwtu.net/morningmagic. So if you really don't have a morning routine and you're looking to create one for yourself for, you know, better focus and more productivity and to really establish a better connection with yourself so you can make better decisions about your day, it's definitely worth checking out. Okay, so what has been the biggest bang for my buck for myself? Well, the first is supporting my body by hydrating it with like lemon water or the apple cider vinegar like we've talked about. And the reason is because in Ayurvedic terms, I am primarily Vata dosha and I'm very dry. I am constantly dehydrated. I'm also very prone to anxiety. So if I wake up and I don't have water in my body, I don't have a little bit of food in my body, then that caffeine hits me like instantly and it actually makes me a little bit jittery and anxious. So for me, that hydrating piece is really important. And I don't even need to like eat breakfast yet because my digestion isn't quite there yet. But what I do is I pour a little bit of MCT oil, it's coconut oil or coconut butter. I will stir that into my coffee and it just gives me a little bit of fat and energy to then, you know, do some stretching, whatever else I need to do before I make breakfast. So the first thing I'm going to recommend is honor your body and nourish it, whether that's just water, whether that is eating breakfast first, but do something for your body before you put the jolting coffee in it. The second thing that helps me the most is movement. I do a stretching routine that takes about, I would say, 7 minutes, and it's a stretch that basically supports each chakra of the body, kind of awakens each chakra. And I did put this in the Morning Magic course, like exactly what I do. And each of these stretches help to kind of get the energy flowing from one chakra to another. So I'm talking like you know about chakras. I'm assuming this is Transformation Talk Radio. Most of you do. But a stretch to stimulate each of those regions, I found really gets the energy flowing. I don't do a heavy workout. I found that if I try to, I know some people like get up and they do like a full workout in the morning. I need to eat something with my like blood sugar issues. I need to eat something before I have like a heavy super duper workout. But I can do some light stretching and just get the blood flowing. Plus, I stretch in my little yoga studio and that's downstairs. So just in the morning, trotting down the stairs and up the stairs, and then sometimes on the way, dumping more cat litter in the cat potty box. Like, just my heart beating enough where I'm like, okay, I'm awake, the blood is flowing. And then the third thing that I strongly recommend is meditation. Like, after I stretch, I will do something called Sat Kriya, like a kundalini meditation. There is some activity involved, but it's really a meditative focus, focusing on the third eye, focusing on clarity, on that intuition, that vision that I've set for the day. I might just meditate in silence. So I don't always do like the same form of meditation. Some days I already feel the effects of my to-do list. So I like my mind is racing a little bit. So I might do a little bit of meditative like breath work, like inhaling to the count of four, exhaling to the count of four, and just kind of retaining or holding the breath out for four. I might do something like that that just kind of gives my nervous system a little bit of support on the days where I find myself a little bit more anxious about what the day is going to bring. And the meditation is that practice where you're connecting and listening to that soul voice, that quiet voice within that is so overlooked and not heard. If you don't practice listening to it and noting what it sounds like, then you're missing out on the information it's trying to feed you. And your little soul voice in there, it's not going to scream at you. It's not going to, you know, be demanding. It's kind of like, you want to listen to me, you can. If not, if you want to listen to your monkey mind instead, go right ahead. It's very non-committal that way. But if you want to start listening to it because it doesn't lead you astray, you've got to practice. And meditation can be difficult. Our mind starts to wander. And there's various forms of meditation, of which I'm actually going to be adding to the Morning Magic course shortly. I'm going to go in depth into different meditation techniques. So you will want to find one that works for you, whether it's pairing meditation with a simple breathing sequence, whether it's meditating to like a particular affirmation or mantra, whether it's just using a timer. I have an Insight timer on my phone where sometimes I just put birds chirping, but it's silent. And believe it or not, like the birds chirping are enough to kind of keep me focused and present. And then, like, I have my more active meditation, like the Sat Kriya, where, you know, my arms are in the air and I'm actually, like, you know, pumping my abdomen, which is moving the energy throughout my body while focusing on my third eye and using a chant. So that one's a little bit more complex and involved, but it's still a meditative process. So no matter what you do, even in 15 minutes, I mean, it takes you, you know, however much time to prepare your coffee while you're waiting, drink your water. If you need to add some oils or whatever for energy, do what you need to do. A lot of people add butter. I think, what is that? It's like bulletproof or something?
Bulletproof, like a butter blended into drip coffee. I can look at the recipe. I used to make this at a coffee shop, actually.
Wow, you're like a jack of all trades, working outside, working in the coffee shop.
I've been around a little bit, but all right. So, what's that?
But you look so young.
Okay, it's basically just coffee, and then butter is what they use for the sweetener. So typically, it's blended in, and then you drop it into the coffee, and that's it. And it's, you know, popular in keto diets and all that.
Yeah, because it, like just that little bit of fat actually satiates. That's another word I have. Satiates you. So the just that little bit of fat is like super helpful. That's why I love that. I love like, well, meat. So no, I digress. Okay. So anyway. Those three things. Now, again, there's other things you can add, like journaling. You know, I go over, like, all these different options in the course so that you can, you know, create something that works for you. So if you're interested, check out Morning Magic, cwtu.net/morningmagic. All right, our time here is about done. There is a reason why very successful people have a morning routine. It instills a sense of grounding so they can better listen to their intuition, keeps them focused on the important things. stimulates creativity. So these work. This is why people do it.
Thank you for joining me for Coffee with the Universe. Make sure to tune in next time as I continue to share tips and tricks to help you stop waking up anxious, uninspired, and energetically drained in the morning. Feel calm, connected to your higher self, and confident instead. If you would like more information on my morning magic course, please visit